question. Tell me, what can you think about is the most commonplace thing on earth? What's the most common thing? If you want to give an example of something that's common and cheap and like free, what example would you give?
Air.
You'd say air. What else would you say?
Advice.
What else would you say? Sand. Oh, really? So I think that if we took sand and just shifted it a drop, if we said a pebble, if we said a rock, same idea, right? So let's think for a minute. If rocks are the most commonplace thing in the world, imagine that you tell your wife, you know, you're so special to me. You are my pebble.
You are my rock.
We end Shmona Esrei every day, and we say, Yiyu l'ratzonim refi, may the words of my lips find favor, v'hegyon libi lefanecha, and the thoughts of my heart, Hashem tzuri, Hashem my rock. What did we just say? So, I want to share a thought with you that dawned on me. As we were standing together today at the Kotel, and I looked at the rocks, I saw these huge stones next to me, and I saw people standing next to the stones of the Kotel, and there was a very interesting, I guess it happens every time, this thing, when we daven. We're all standing together, and then we start our quiet Shmoneh Esrei. And when we start our quiet Shmoneh Esrei, we enter into a personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now it's me and him. We're talking. He's there with me. I'm there with him. We have a conversation. And everyone around me, I remember as a child, we once had someone in shul that was making all kinds of funny faces as he was davening. I don't know if you guys ever saw this. He's like moving his lips, moving his face. And I turned to my father and I said, look at him, isn't that funny? My father looked at me in shock and said, you're looking at someone else while they're davening? Isn't that a chutzpah? Don't you think you're invading their privacy? They're having a private conversation with their Ribbono Shel Olam. By what right are you looking at him as he's talking to Ribbono Shel Olam? And you see, I was a little kid then and stayed with me. That thought, hey, he's having his own conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now what happens in the final moments as we shift? We're about to shift from my own conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam to come back to the Tzibur. So I think that every person has, I want to give the example before I say what it is. 4 or 5 years ago, we had the first group with whom we came to Yeshivat HaKotel, where we went to the Kotel. You remember that? You remember which group that was? Which guys do you remember? Villano.
Yes.
Ari Weber. That's why it shocked me that he called tonight. I thought he was going to join us again. I still remember the questions he asked. I remember the class we had. It was Kiseitze that year. It wasn't Shoftim. And I remember our discussions. He gave me such a hard time. He asked me question after question. He was firing away. And we're still good friends. You see, we're still in touch. And I remember at the end of that year, we did another thing that was a first. We took all the guys to Gan Sakher. And at the end of the year, I told the guys, you should know you were an exceptional group. And a few years later, some of the guys came and they all said the same thing. You know, when you told us that year, you guys kept saying we were an exceptional group. We afterwards would tell one another, oh, he tells that to all the guys. It's not true. They saw the next year, they saw the following year, and they saw that we didn't say it to all the guys. They were an exceptional group. We stand in Shmoneh Esrei, and we're about to walk away from this conversation, and suddenly, you look to your right, you look to your left, you see, everyone's having this conversation with God. Wait a second, I thought we had something special going. we remind ourselves, Hashem Suri. And in order to understand it, I'll share with you another story. I always wanted to come to Israel, and I never could. I was born here, my parents left, I always wanted to come back, and I couldn't. And then, I finally convinced my grandparents to fund my joining a camp, the year of my bar mitzvah, to come for a 5-week program here in Israel, or a 4-week program. I came, and as luck would have it, 5 days after I landed, my cousin was kidnapped by Arabs, tortured to death, and that's the way the rest of my summer played itself out. Shiva and the works. That was my summer here in Israel. If you guys do Google Frankenthal, you'll come up with Arik Frankenthal, who was my cousin, who was kidnapped and murdered at the time. So, what?
Which year
was it? I don't know. I guess I got to do the math. I must have been 13, so that was, I guess, 21 years ago. Yeah. So, you can just Google Frankenthal, you'll see. Well, no, Frankenthal will give you the city Frankenthal. Arik Frankenthal or whatever.
Arik,
yeah. So, I had a miserable summer here, okay? You can imagine. That wasn't, all of my relatives I hadn't seen for ages. But when I left, I took a pebble with me. A little stone. And for almost the next decade, for half a decade, I didn't come back here, but I had one pebble from Israel that was with me. You could imagine that wasn't the pebble. That was something I took with me from Israel. We end off Shemona Esrei, and we look around, and everyone else had the same conversation with their Ribbono Shel Olam. Wait a second, it felt special, but then I'm coming out. We end off and say, may my words and my thoughts be a favor before you. Hashem Tzuri. We didn't say Hashem the rock. We said Hashem my rock. I have a personal relationship. If I've made it such, then I could even take a pebble. And that could be special. It's true. Literally, Hashem Tzuri means Hashem's my rock. Hashem's my strength. But it could also mean, maybe, also this idea. And I have to tell you guys that we've been talking, and 4 years ago was an exceptional year, and our feeling is that this year is a very, very exceptional year. You guys are seeing it slightly as you're getting to know one another, but you, the Frankel, will back me. I don't say this every year, right? I don't. It's the truth. And you're very fortunate. You came here in a year where there's serious learning going on, where there are serious guys here, and we accept everyone who wants to come learn. But there are different years, and you guys are very lucky. You came in a very good year, and we're very lucky. Who says it every year at the staff meeting? Rav Tzvi Kleiman always says it in the staff meeting. He says, who does he quote? Who does he quote? No. I don't remember who he quotes. Every year he comes to the staff meeting. This he does say every year. He says that there's one, I don't remember which Rosh Yeshiva. No. There was Rosh Hashiva who would come to the staff meeting after the first day and say, I met the guys, and I have one question. Are we worthy to teach these guys? That's how Rav Kleiman begins every year. That's how he begins the staff meeting with us. He always says, are we worthy? So I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to a wonderful year together, and that's our approach. I hope you guys will, it'll play itself out that way too. Yes, I...